Hello, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of The Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction here on Libsyn and all the syndicated networks. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? I'm excited about part two because what our guest last segment, Betty Martini, was able to bring to the table when it involved aspartame and understanding the dangers of it, when I was just really like starting to think about what am I putting in my body every day, when?
Absolutely. And what is the majority of the people in their country putting into their body, and they don't even know the potential dangers?
Absolutely. And Betty was kind of last episode kind of just breaking down, or segment as I'll say, breaking down her history, understanding why she got involved in all this, when. But I know you have a series of questions to ask her, and I'll kind of go and jump into the follow-up questions, because this is, again, I've been hearing about it. One of the great things that you're able to bring to the table, when, and that's why you're on my segment, my syndicated networks, and then that's why people listen to and watch Freedom from Addiction, is the fact is that you are able to uncover truth just below the surface before it goes out to the mainstream media, as we saw with the specific vitamin D push, and now they're talking about it more. But we heard it first here on Freedom from Addiction. So go ahead, Wynn, with some more questions for Betty.
Well, my guest today is Dr. Betty Martini, and Betty is the world's foremost researcher, lecturer, an anti-aspartame advocate in the world. She's been doing this for many years now, trying to get aspartame out of our foods and out of our drugs. So, Betty, how are you doing today?
Oh, just doing great.
You know, last time we talked about the political chicanery that got us into this mess with Donald Rumsfeld, and this aspartame thing started back in the early 80s, and because of money and greed and collusion with the FDA, aspartame was okay to be put into our foods. And I believe you told us on the last segment that maybe as many as 14,000 foods and 1,500 medicines have aspartame in them. And so we're going to start with segment two today to talk about some of the problems associated with aspartame. And I'd like for you to start by telling us about the correlation between aspartame use and birth defects.
Okay, and I'll give you a little update on the political side of it. I had last mentioned that Stephen Fox had written to the International Council of Justice, the Court of Justice. They had referred the issue to the criminal court on Don Rumsfeld, took it very seriously. And so what happened is, the powers that be, or industry, have frozen the accounts, their checking accounts here in the U.S. of the prosecutor and the Secretary of State. This shows you the power that is going on, because the reason we did that is because the FDA had said in 2009, you know, they admitted they were corrupt. They're run by Big Pharma, and you can't get anything done. And all the doctors like Dr. Monty and Dr. Ralph Walton and Dr. Russell Blaylock and Dr. Siffredi of the Ramazzini Institute, they've tried for years to get aspartame off the market. And just since the last radio program, I've had more people call of the same problems I had in the hospital, where they couldn't walk and they couldn't talk. And Dr. Deagle mentioned that that's aspartame pontine toxicity, and that's in the brainstem and has to do with walking and talking and swallowing. And patients are still calling. They were just drinking Diet Coke and didn't know they were getting it in the medications until they mentioned the medications in the hospital. And they're sort of like myasthenia gravis. It's they can't walk and they can't eat. That's exactly what happened to me, but it's actually from the PONS. But that's what's going on from the political end. We've tried in many countries and in several states to try to get aspartame banned. And the reason is that the symptoms and diseases are so incredible. People say, how can aspartame cause everything? Well, it ravages every organ in the body. And the Croco study shows really the horrors of what's going on, that it has free methyl alcohol. And what I mean by free, it's not like in oranges that also has ethanol, which is the antidote to methanol poisoning. So we're seeing people constantly dying of methanol poisoning. And some of them, like Diane Fleming, ended up in prison even though she had taken free lie detector test. And the FDA's excuse today is that they're drinking their hand sanitizer. And, of course, this is not prohibition. If somebody wanted to get high, they don't have to drink hand sanitizer. They're just making excuses for it. And the FDA list of 92 symptoms shows you, which you can get on my website, www.mpwhi.com, and you'll see 92 symptoms. And if you're having it, the worst thing is that it's unlabeled now in so many things. But to give you an idea, number one is headache. And every time I get somebody off of it, the headaches just disappear. And the second thing is dizziness or problems with balance. And when they were giving it to me in the hospital, you know, I kept falling. I must have had 10 falls. And the third one, and these are the ones that complain the most, are the change in mood quality. And a study has come out showing it can deplete serotonin up to 74%. And you now, after being on the market for almost 40 years, you're living in an aspartame world. So you see all these neurological and mental problems, psychiatric behavior problems in children. They're giving them Ritalin, and aspartame is in Ritalin, so they never can get well. Autism is rising. So far, it's that MIT says by 2025, one out of two babies born will be autistic. And the thing about the birth defects is that they did studies, and they in the Breslow report had 20% of the worst studies were teratology studies. And the FDA had written across of them, aspartame causes birth defects. And they took it out of the Breslow report. There's nothing on birth defects. The only thing required is for phenylketonurics and to find that warning on drugs, but nothing about birth defects. You can go into a restaurant and you'll see signs that say, if you're pregnant, don't drink alcohol. I've seen it myself. And yet, what they're getting in aspartame is menthol. And so it's worse. It just absolutely causes all kinds of birth defects. But first of all, if they're using it, then they can't get pregnant to begin with because it's an endocrine-disrupting drug and stimulates prolactin and changes the menses. But if they get off of it and get pregnant, it's also an abortifacient. Many people lose babies before they know that they're even pregnant, some of the doctors have said. So then if they carry the baby, they're usually born with birth defects and things like cleft palate were shown on those studies. And the Bressler report was done by Jerome Bressler about all the fraud involved and the things that they were doing. So it's so people had no idea why they couldn't get pregnant or why they had babies that had all these problems, just wrecking people's lives with it. And as far as for infertility, everybody that I've gotten off that couldn't get pregnant, this is in 30 years, was able to get pregnant. There's never been one single case where someone has called me. And Alicia Morris was the first patient 30 years ago, the first victim, who said they had tried for 3 years to have a baby. She was in a magazine for women. And wow. She was telling her story, holding her baby boy, because as soon as I got her off Diet Coke, she got pregnant. So also, babies are born premature, and they did a study in Denmark about that. So there's been a study on every single thing. And the medical text goes through, I guess, the two most common diseases it causes is MS and lupus. It just causes autoimmune diseases, like most all of them. And the doctors don't know, because they've put it on the market as an additive. And even G.D. Searle, who manufactured it first, said it is not an additive. It is a drug. And so it's interacting with any drug that you use. And Dr. Deagle, who investigated more on the coronavirus, said 80% actually died in hospitals, and it's because of the fact that aspartame causes respiratory failure, just like the coronavirus. And there's a new report this morning about it that they find unusual that it kills off brain cells. Well, it's not the coronavirus that's doing that. That's the aspartame. And so they go in the hospital and are given these products, and that's causing their death. And it was actually 80%, Dr. Deagle told me, that died in the hospitals. I know that Dr. Slidell said that 50%, but he said it was actually 80%.
See, this is just crazy. Betty, this is just crazy to know that all these problems, why isn't it just taken off the market with all these problems that occur?
Because the FDA is being run by Big Pharma. As you know, Trump is trying to take down Big Pharma. And the power structure is such that they're censoring all my mail, and I'll get mail back, like if I send something to a reporter and it says blocked. It doesn't tell you why it's blocked. But they are doing everything possible, calling anybody that is exposing it with scientific peer-reviewed research or conspiracy theorist, and putting out misinformation, just like while they're telling people about hand sanitizers, they're saying methanol is a killer. It will blind you. And I would say 75% of the cases in all these years, 30 years, we've gotten their vision back, because if it's in the wet stage, it will return. Can you imagine if it was taken off the market, all these blind people that hadn't used it, if they've used it, for years, they may be permanently blind. They get macular degeneration and most often optic neuritis from the methanol. So, and that's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. So the FDA says methanol is a killer, and that there's just a smidgen of it in hand sanitizer, but it's free, going into the cells and directly into the bloodstream, which is obviously why aspartame causes so many blood dyscrasias and blood cancers, which was shown on the Ramazzini studies, that it's a multipotential carcinogen, but that it causes leukemia and multiple myeloma. And then Harvard did a study and said theirs was even longer and stronger than the Ramazzini studies, and they found the same things, lymphoma, multiple myeloma. So study after study after study, you know, explains all these problems, and yet doctors are in the dark. In my case, they tried to exclude aspartame and had no idea it was unlabeled in the generics. And most of them that were giving me, when I finally looked them up on the internet, had aspartame in them. Like in one case, it said contains sucrose. And yet, when you looked it up, it also contained aspartame. So if they had sugar in it to sweetener, to be a sweetener, why would they add aspartame to it? And since you swallow a pill, it doesn't need to be sweetened. So what they're doing under Agenda 21 is depopulating. And Bill Gates has admitted that the, for instance, vaccines will only get rid of, you know, 15% of the population. And Stephen Fox also on that issue, and as for the prosecution of Gates, and interesting, as soon as that happened, there's an interview with him, and he is saying that he's defending himself. I drink four Diet Cokes a day, and I have a brain defect. And that's in the news now on the internet. And the International Court of Justice is still in the process of investigating on that issue. And the serious point is not only are vaccines unsafe, but aspartame is an adjuvant mood stimulator that they put in vaccines, and it interacts with vaccines. So you see the same thing with them. Vaccines cause so much autism, and if they're on aspartame, it interacts. And you can understand why there are so many problems, so many that they got to the Supreme Court, and it's no longer on the vaccine issue, you cannot sue. And they said that it was because they admitted it's a toxin, and they expect that, and they shouldn't be sued about it, so they can just do horrible things to children with so many of them. Like Dr. Roberts once said, he said, you know, when we were young, you had maybe measles and mumps, but now he says that 20 or 30 vaccines before they go to school, then they get on aspartame, then they put them on Ritalin with aspartame, and you understand why there's so many, you know, retarded ADD victims in school. So many that I finally asked all the doctors involved to write how it destroys the brains of our children, and we have that now in the report for schools, which is on my website, which we send out to schools, PTA, Board of Education, to make them, you know not to let children have aspartame in schools. And still it is allowed. So what the FDA did, you know, mothers would tell their children after we educated them, do not use anything in school with aspartame on it. And so now the they're allowing, a great many, 17, I think they started out with, allowing aspartame in 17 dairy products for school children. And they admit it's to get them to drink the milk, because if they were to drink non-fat milk, it wouldn't say aspartame on it, but it has aspartame in it. And the FDA says it was to get them to drink the milk. It's not to get them to drink the milk. It's to get them to use the aspartame. In other words, when they say they know that they're not going to do it because their parents have warned them, I mean, from every avenue and every kind of association, you know, we've exposed it. But children are children. If they see a package of candy or something like Snickers, they'll eat it. And I had called Mars and asked them what products have aspartame. And they said, well, in their candy bars. I said, it's not labeled. They said, well, it's under natural flavors. So you can't use anything that says natural or artificial flavors. So people today are being poisoned for so many of these interactions, but it's basically the aspartame. And I had mentioned at one time that we had an organic market helping us, and they produced a 16-page brochure, Killer Cola, on all the most severe issues. And thousands of people came back saying they'd gone to doctors for years with problems that they couldn't diagnose, and all of a sudden that they could walk again. That's that pontine toxicity. But just people that were blind could see again, people that were crippled could walk again, and so they will do anything to stop us from getting it off the market, because they would have, they know they would have lawsuits that would completely put them out to be out of business. And the lawyers say it's that even in trying to sue them, it's like a third world war. You have to have people like tobacco attorneys that have millions of dollars. And there are even reports about how bad aspartame is from lawyers. But it's a big fight. And what they say, if you could get it in court, you'd win, because all the FDA records back up the fact that it's a poison. You got the Bressel report, the FDA report of 92 symptoms. You have all the congressional records where you have the FDA admitting that it causes cancer and is on the market illegally. So the only thing we're left to do is to educate the people and get people in other countries to copy our website and translate it into different languages. And we have 46 such chapters around the world that all work free, getting people off of aspartame. And actually, there needs to be a textbook written for medical students, because they have no idea what they're doing. For instance, I lectured in a medical school in New Zealand, and one of the medical students said, well, you know, the aspartame industry has said that they did a study on 500,000 people or something, whatever it was, some extreme norm number. And I said, well, I have that study. Let me let you read it. And it asked, it was a food form, asking elderly people if they could remember what they ate in the last year. Have you had a hysterectomy? Do you eat oatmeal cookies? In one place it says, do you use a sweetener like aspartame? That was just one out of something like 56 questions. And that's what industry came back with. He says, but this is nothing. It's meaningless. It's misleading the physicians who believe it's real. And I said, that's why we lecture and why we provide information, because the physicians don't know anything about it. They think it's an additive. And Dr. Walton finally wrote and said that the first thing a physician should do when a patient comes in the office is get a dietary history and get them off of aspartame, because they can't do anything to help them if they're continually using what is poisoning them.
Judy, I'd like to break in at this point and say, in the past, you have recommended that people who have a disease or symptom that are on the FDA's list of 92 things associated with aspartame, that the people put themselves on a 90-day aspartame-free diet, right?
Well, yes, except 60 days. Because 60 usually days. 60, usually within 60 days, they will disappear, the aspartame problems, unless they've gone so long you know, that the disease is there. Because like in the case of lupus, the first victim, you know, that I, that called me, she was going to the ER every 10 days. And most of these lupus patients that don't know it's aspartame and it's from the formaldehyde, they end up dying. So if, like in this patient, it had already established the diagnosis of lupus, but still getting off of it, aspartame, she became immediately asymptomatic and had no more problems. And so I have found out after 30 years that in the case where they haven't used it or used so many of the products, that the lupus just disappears. But if it's already established, at least getting off of aspartame, they become asymptomatic. And in many cases, when families have talked to me about those that have died of lupus, it was because they were on aspartame.
Well, Betty, you said that there are many cases where products are mislabeled or not labeled at all, like medications and everything, and it would be a real problem to get aspartame out of your diet. But still, you know, I think the message that you're sending out today is, if there's any question about symptoms or about diseases, stop taking aspartame. Try to find out if aspartame is in your diet or in your medications. Is that the message you want to for the American population to get?
Yes, the only problem we have is getting them off because it is such a severe, severe addiction. And even Gates admitted in his interview, he said, I guess I could get off a Diet Coke, but I'd go through withdrawal. And they do go through some bad withdrawal symptoms, and they're left with chemical hypersensitization for life, most of them.
Well, I believe you told us that every president since Reagan has either been addicted to or has been a user of aspartame.
Even young President Bush, he was governor before he became president, and I tried my best to get him off of it. I even have a letter from him. He said, well, I disagree, and he was addicted to it. And on the FDA report, it's listed blackouts, and I even have pictures of them, I think with Clinton in one case and two Diet Cokes, you know, on the table right in front of them. So the reason that he didn't get off of it was because of the addiction. And then when he fainted, he said it was because he was eating a pretzel, but that's an aspartame blackout. And
that's crazy.
You know, we're having this problem with palates.
I can't believe we're done with another segment. What awesome information. Betty, where can we find more information on you and stuff? Where can we go?
To www.mpwhi.com.
What are those initials again?
That they're for Mission Possible World Health International.
MPWHI.com.
And everyone can check out
WHI.com.
And everyone can check out when. Go ahead, Betty. We are really close, especially to a hard stop, but I appreciate you coming on. RevWynHendersonMD.com for more information on when. Everyone can check out when there. And then also go to Lipson, freedomfromaddiction.com. /Lipson, right? Is that correct? LIBSYN.com. It's available at the website as well. So I appreciate you guys coming by, and have a fantastic weekend. And thanks
and
again.
And we'll be back.
Yeah.
We'll be back with another segment. Betty's got so much interesting stuff to tell us about her fight for the last 30 years. And you ought to tell all your relatives, everybody that you know, to come over to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com and hear Betty's programs, because it not only could save your life, but it could save your families and your friends.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.